Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Hall, H-A-L-L, first name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth, December 4th, 2007, the date of evaluation, June 14, 2023. The patient is an 18-year-old male who was noted to have bradycardia, period. He is seen and examined with his mother on the telephone. She consents to this evaluation, period. The HBIV patient is an 18-year-old male who reportedly had an abnormal EKG, period. He supposedly was found to be bradycardic, at which time he was referred for cardiology evaluation, period. The patient is subsequently seen for evaluation, period. He reports episodic dizziness, which seems to last up to approximately 10 seconds, period. He reports episode of super dizziness on standing, period. He has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or TMD, period. Past medical history, one childhood murmur, past surgical history, wisdom teeth removal, medications, none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, his grandfather had a pacemaker, social history, he notes occasional marijuana use, occasional alcohol, but otherwise unremarkable. Review of systems is otherwise unremarkable. Neurologic, he does report dizziness on standing. The physical examination, the blood pressure, 112/54, pulse 44, respiratory rate 20, weight 156 pounds. In general, he is a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination otherwise is unremarkable. ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of ...57 beats per minute, period. The he's a correction PR interval is 0.6 seconds, period. There is evidence of non-specific ST / T-wave abnormality. The impression patient is an 18-year-old male who reports episodes of dizziness, period. He was found to be bradycardic, period. Current EKG reveals evidence of sinus rhythm with extreme first degree AV block, period. The plan but perceived that the patch period echoed to be scheduled period. Patient is otherwise felt to require EP evaluation period. I will refer him to EP following initial evaluation for VO patch and echocardiogram. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.